Scott Fitzgerald joining us from Houston, Texas. He is the news manager at CW39. This is a Nextstar station in Houston. Hi, Scott. You're on the air in Chicago. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, John? Good morning.
So you and I talked off the air. I looked it up, man. You got more tigers down there in and out of captivity than the rest of the world.
We do. Apparently, we are all checking in the newsroom this morning, and everybody in the newsroom had heard that fact, you know, 2 years ago for the Tiger King, and we're trying to verify, and we started adding it up, and we've got sightings and loose tigers. It's happened more than once, so this isn't the first time it's happened down here.
I suppose so, although I didn't realize that. Is that tiger that was loose in Houston still on the run?
He is still a wanted man. He's a male with the name India. We're still not sure how that came about. A lot of this information is coming from the attorney for the gentleman that managed to lure the tiger back into a house that was seen on Mother's Day.
I saw that video. Can you tell us what happened? What are we looking at there? Because the clips I've just seen is a guy trying to drag a tiger back into his house. How did the tiger get out? What was going on?
Sunday morning, Mother's Day, and a young lady across the street is looking out her second floor window and says, oh my goodness, there's a tiger out there, and does what everybody in America does now, grabs a phone and takes video of it.
Right.
And this tiger's walking around. And one gentleman actually pulls a handgun and is standing out there, you know, facing this thing off. And he's not being aggressive. He's just walking around like a tiger does. But it's a neighborhood, and a gentleman comes out of the house and coaxes the tiger back into the house where we think he came from.
So is it legal for that guy to have that tiger in that house?
Not in the city limits of Houston. You can have a tiger in Texas, as crazy as that sounds. There's no problem with you having a tiger in the state, but the city of Houston does draw the line and says you can't have a tiger without extracurricular approval, like at a zoo, but not in a regular neighborhood in the city of Houston.
Is there a permit, do you know? Like, say I did live out in the western part of the state and had some land.
Right.
How does somebody, is it just like a pet? You can buy a dog, or is it require training? What happens?
There is a permit process. It's usually done through the state Fish and Wildlife Department because it's considered an exotic animal. But again, it's legal. It's just a matter of mainly registering the animal and knowing that you're going to take care of it. They're probably going to ask you, are you doing this for pleasure? Are you building a zoo? You know, what's going on? And so that's why Houston already has a really nice zoo with a couple of tigers in it, and they probably don't want another zoo to be built in a neighborhood without people knowing about it.
So how long ago was Mother's Day? How long has this thing been out there?
Sunday, last Sunday, which was the 9th, the tiger was spotted on video, and everybody saw the video on Monday, the 10th. And then the search resumed for the tiger. They tracked down a person by video. His name is Victor Cuevas. He's the gentleman that was luring the tiger back in, but then he left the scene in a van. Tiger hasn't been seen since. Now, he says the tiger's not his. This is according to his attorney. The tiger's not mine. I don't know where it is. And he is going back to court today. He's charged with evading police. No one seems to know where this tiger is.
The tiger's not his.
He hasn't been seen since Sunday.
If the tiger's in his house, it's not like you have feral tigers. Maybe you do. But, I mean, who the hell's tiger is it?
Well, there's some unconfirmed stuff of who owns this tiger, and it may be an associate of Cuevas, but that's not confirmed. And his attorney says it's not his tiger. We don't, you know, there hasn't been any official word of where this tiger may have gone. The police believe that Cuevas left in the van, and the tiger was in that van, and they lost him for a day or two, and they actually got him back on later Monday. He posted bond on Wednesday. He's due back in court today to face a judge about, you know, was he trying to run away, and probably where is this tiger?
How long does the tiger go before it needs to eat?
I don't work for National Geographic, but I've heard that they eat about every 12 hours, and they eat a lot, and then they kind of sleep.
Yeah.
And then they'll go eat a lot and sleep. Now, the question is, when did he eat last? So that would be the question.
It's funny you just described my brother. So seriously, I guess what, dogs, cows, people?
Right.
I mean, I don't know what a tiger does to eat, but, you know, listen, all of this kidding aside, what a tragedy for the tiger. It should not be living in an urban area and trying to fend for itself, and I'd hate to see it get hit by a car or shot.
Exactly. And that's the worry here. Also, someone, just like the gentleman in the neighborhood on Sunday that got out a handgun, I mean, he didn't know if he was friendly or not. You know, he doesn't know. He just, you see a tiger, and we are Texas. Folks, you know, are armed, and the gentleman pulled out a gun. Gladly he didn't use it,
because
there were people outside and other people around. And that's what the police are wondering, is would like to know where this tiger is. If it's back with its owner, great, but we don't know, and no one is saying where it is. He hasn't appeared anywhere. I can't imagine it would be easy for a tiger to hide in a Houston neighborhood. We have some nice, you know, landscaping here, but I don't think it's easy for him to blend in and hide. So we'll, especially on a lawn. So
yeah,
we'll see
his stripes
the
natural coloration doesn't do him any good in the United States in an urban area.
Exactly.
This isn't the savannah. Okay, well, I guess that's where the story is. Scott, I will check in with you maybe next week. And by the way, if you're listening to us in Texas, don't be a hero. If you see a tiger on the loose, don't get a gun and go shoot it. I hope this thing doesn't get put down. I hope it's returned to some safe, pleasant measure of captivity, for crying out loud.
We agree with you. We
Scott
totally agree
Fitzgerald
with you.
Is the news manager at CW39, the Nextar station in Houston. Hey, Scott, I'll call you again next week. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. There's the latest on that.